Happy Friday and happy weekend, Gu Henry.
Bonjour, Steve. The main points. The final of the 2024 national competition, dubbed Agri-Tech Innovation Challenge, takes place in Yaoundé this Friday and will be presided over by the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libong Lilikeng. South Africa cuts supplies to thousands of illegal miners hiding under the ground in the country. The first ever Women's Football Super Cup final in Cameroon will be played at the Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé this Friday. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libong Lilikeng, will preside over the final of the 2024 Agri-Tech Innovation Challenge competition in Yaoundé this Friday. The best 10 candidates from all over the country will receive prizes during the ceremony to commence at 10 a.m. at the Starland Hotel in Bastos. Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Gabriel Bairobi is in Garoua to launch a project designed to improve rural connectivity and support local agricultural communities by rehabilitating rural routes in the North and Adamawa regions. The project to enhance the economic resilience of rural communities in 19 subdivisions by opening up agricultural production basins of rural routes and encourage the subsistence cultivation of crops will be amongst others. Details with Dixon Ashu.
The rural development project aims to enhance connectivity in 10 subdivisions within the North region, including Babla in Garoua 3. Over the past 6 months, Babla has seen substantial progress in the construction of two new bridges to aid villagers traveling between communities like Bokle to sell millet and cotton. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, alongside project partners, have evaluated the progress of the bridges, focusing particularly on their resilience to natural disasters like floods. The project will improve a total of 1,044 kilometers of rural routes, with work spanning the North region and 9 subdivisions in the Adamawa region, where pastoralism is widely practiced. Financed by over 12 billion CFA francs from the German government via its development bank, the initiative is expected to provide year-round access between agricultural areas and markets. The project official launch at the Garoua Free Council Explanate also called on municipal and traditional authorities to lend their full support to ensure the project's success. Dixon Ashu reporting from Garoua.
African Synergy, the Pan-African organization created by the First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya to fight AIDS and suffering, will this Saturday celebrate its 22nd year devoted to create a future free of AIDS in Cameroon and beyond. To mark this important milestone, Ayim Bile, in the first of a series of reports, spotlights on Mrs. Chantal Biya, UNAIDS Special Ambassador, for driving positive change within the HIV response.
Historic is what best describes the impact of Cameroon's First Lady on continuous efforts to address HIV and AIDS in the country. An over two-decade-long fight, which in December of the year 2000 took Mrs. Chantal Biya to the daycare unit of the Yaoundé Central Hospital, a space established to exclusively care for patients infected with HIV, and at that time, when most would turn away in fear from them, the First Lady bypassed protocol and with her bare hands shook the hands of not one, but all 9 patients with HIV who on that day had come to the daycare unit for follow-up. At a stroke, Madame Biya punctured the widely held belief that HIV could be spread by skin-to-skin contact, a prejudice that had led to AIDS sufferers being treated as outcasts. In effect, many people at that time did not properly understand how HIV and AIDS was transmitted. Madame Biya's actions thus helped to change the public's perception of how to behave around people with positive diagnosis. A simple act of human kindness felt in Cameroon and beyond, multiplied over the years, and which has seen the creation of the Chantal Biya Foundation, the African Synergy, and CIRCB, the Reference Research Center on HIV and AIDS, all created by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. The actions, among others, antiretroviral drug testing, screening, follow-up for HIV-pregnant women and exposed babies, as well as the prevention of mother-to-child transmission and mass sensitization campaigns that have contributed to a remarkable reduction in the prevalence of HIV from 5.6 to 2.7%, with projections indicating a possible further reduction to 2.3 by 2025. A journey that has hardly ended for the First Lady, whose desire to comfort people is keeping her on a path to ending one of the most deadliest pandemics of all times.
I believe. A local non-government organization known as the Observatory of Societal Development has decried the poor state of some major roads in Cameroon, which it says is partially responsible for the increase in road accidents recently. The general coordinator of the organization, Lilian Kulu Engulu, was speaking at a press briefing in Yaoundé, during which she also acknowledged the efforts being made by the government to improve on the road network in the country. CRTV News. Out of the country, an estimated 4,000 illegal gold miners are hiding underground in South Africa after the government cut off food and water in an effort to smoke them out and arrest them. The miners have been in the mine shaft in Stilfontein in the northwest province for about a month. They have refused to cooperate with authorities, as some are undocumented, coming from neighboring countries like Lesotho and Mozambique, and fear being deported. In sports, the first ever Women's Football Super Cup final in Cameroon will be played this Friday at the Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé. The match that pits Guinness Women's Super League champions FC Ebolova against Women's Football Cup of Cameroon winners Lekiefi will kick off at 5 p.m. In the meantime, the Indomitable Lions have rounded off their first training ahead of their last 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Zimbabwe last evening in Yaoundé. A bill is expected to be communicated to members of the National Assembly this morning, as proceedings of the Senate this afternoon are due to be animated by questions to members of government. The session, though largely devoted to the scrutiny and adoption of the finance bill for 2025, is also seen by our political desk editor, Albert Jembonde, as a moment for Parliament to control government action. Albert?
Parliament opening with the attendance of the Prime Minister, Head of Government, and Cabinet Ministers may be considered a routine and banal affair seen three times every year. But beyond this, parliamentary ritual is a constitutional assignment which mandates the executive and legislative arms of government to work together. If much has been attained, much still needs to be done. And Cameroon not having a rubber stamp parliament where bills are adopted the same way they are received is expected to use its legislative powers to scrutinize, seek clarity, propose better options, and suggest modifications where necessary. The main goal being to better the lives of Cameroonians and protect national interest at all times. The session, largely consecrated to the scrutiny of the 2025 finance bill, is a critical moment for members of government and members of parliament in a no less critical global economic and security context marked by conflicts, inflation, and a consequent shock on the purchasing power of the citizenry. Having in mind the hopes and aspirations of Cameroonians, they must do and be seen to be playing their roles, the parliament voting laws, the government implementing them, and the judiciary ensuring their enforcement.
To end the news, once more, the main points. The final of the 2024 national competition, dubbed Agri-Tech Innovation Challenge, takes place in Yaoundé this Friday and will be presided over by the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minet Libong Lilikeng. South Africa cuts supplies to thousands of illegal miners, hiding underground in the country. The first ever Women's Football Super Cup final in Cameroon will be played at the Ngwekele Stadium in Yaoundé this Friday. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.